When the CEO of Ford Motor Company looks out his window, he takes in quite a view.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Out one window, I'm looking at the Rouge plant, where Henry Ford created the moving assembly line. And I go a little bit to the left, and I see General Motors. And I go 90 degrees, and I see Chrysler.
Alan Mullally keeps an eye on the competition from his office in Dearborn, Michigan. Unlike the competition, Mullally's company has not had to take government money and has not been through bankruptcy. Ford is still losing $1 billion per month, but it has money in the bank and hopes to be making money again by the year 2011. Alan Mullally sees signs of hope in an increasing demand for Ford cars. The Ford Focus, a compact car, is one of the most popular vehicles that drivers are buying under the Cash for Clunkers program. Now, when we reached the CEO, we asked if this just reflects car buyers grabbing subsidies or if it reflects a fundamental shift in the kinds of cars that Americans want to buy.
Well, I sure think it's the latter, Steve, because we've been, as we've gone through the cycles with the fuel prices, you can correlate very well the purchases of smaller fuel-efficient vehicles with gas prices moving up. And, of course, nobody knows where that'll end up. But overall, our point of view is that over time we will be paying more for fuel. And so in Ford's case, we have adopted a philosophy of having a complete product line, small, medium, and large, cars, utilities, and trucks, because we believe that the consumers value all three of those no matter what the fuel prices are. And we also are making our plants flexible so we can move between the vehicles as the consumer's needs and wants change.
So you're betting on high gas prices and small cars, but not entirely.
Well, we have a point of view that over time, fuel prices will gradually go up. But like I said, the customers, whether you buy an F-150 pickup truck, been number one vehicle in the United States for 34 years, those customers care about fuel efficiency just like consumers that buy a new Escape or a new Focus or a new Fusion that gets 41 miles to the gallon. So that's our fundamental plan.
I think, Mr. Mullally, and I'm sure you'd agree if you went back and researched, if we spoke with one of your predecessors at Ford, they would also say they put out a complete line of cars from large to small and that they're prepared to serve all different kinds of markets. But what substantively is different? What is different about what stands behind those words now?
Well, Steve, that really has not been the case. We, over the recent history, have really focused on the larger SUVs and the trucks. And we have fabulous cars, smaller cars, around the world because nearly half of our operations are outside the United States, and we serve all of the countries around the world. What was new, what we put in place 3 years ago, is that we decided that with everything we'd done on our cost structure, with a new transformational agreement we made with the union, the UAW, that we could actually make cars in the United States and make them profitably. This is terrific news for manufacturing in the United States and all the wonderful jobs that this fabulous industry create.
I want to make sure I understand something you said when you said you can make cars profitably now in the United States.
Yes.
People who follow at any level the auto industry have heard about the greater expenses in the U.S., union expenses, salaries, health benefits, legacy costs, as they're called. Have you now, in your opinion, fixed those problems at Ford so that your cost per car is competitive with, say, Toyota?
Exactly, Steve. That was a very, very important part of our plan. And, with all...
And it's dollar for dollar now, or are you still
a
little behind?
Exactly. All of the constituents we work with on every element of our competitiveness, we have reduced the total operating costs. One piece of that are the labor costs. We have dealt with the legacy costs on retiree health care. We've got the entry-level wages appropriate. And now we have reduced that all-up wage rate from nearly $75 an hour to around 50. So we are competitive in the United States, competing with the best companies in the world, including the Japanese.
Meaning that the cost for a Ford Focus is about the same as the comparable Japanese car?
We will be absolutely competitive on every vehicle we make.
Will be.
Well, this takes a while to implement all the pieces of the plan. But over the next 2 or 3 years, we will be competing with the best in the world.
How much do you think of Ford's recent turnaround can be attributed to people that just aren't going to buy from GM and Chrysler because of their recent bankruptcies?
Well, it's an important part. About half of the market share that we're gaining is from GM and Chrysler, and about half are from our Japanese competitors. The consumers in the United States are, we're all very sensitive when companies use taxpayer money. in Ford's case, they are not only very pleased with our cars and trucks, but they are very pleased that we did not take taxpayer money, that we are paying our loans back ourselves, and we're right on our plan to move back to profitability in 2011.
Although, just to be clear, I mean, economic uncertainty being what it is, I suppose if you're losing money on a month-by-month basis, which you are now, you must have in mind a burn rate and how many months you've got before you run out of money.
Yes, absolutely. And I think this last quarter gave everybody a lot of confidence on the liquidity because, you know, we ended the quarter with $18 billion in cash, and we reduced the cash burn rate to $1 billion. So clearly that shows we have sufficient liquidity now.
General Motors has made headlines in recent days by claiming that their Chevy Volt, which primarily has an electric motor, although there's gasoline backup, can get 230 miles to the gallon, they say. I know you've also got electric cars that are on the way. Is the gasoline-powered vehicle got an expiration date at this point? Is it on its way out?
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of improvement, first of all, on being able to improve the internal combustion engine. And that's why in the Ford plan you see us moving towards technologies like direct fuel injection and turbocharging, where we can improve the fuel efficiency for all of our vehicles, no matter what size, by over 20%. Following that, I think we'll see more hybrids. The tough issue about that is you're carrying around two power plants, and so it's very tough on the cost side, which we're continuing to make progress on. But one of the real positive things to look forward to is that we move to full electric vehicles. Now, the key to that, of course, is the enabling technology on the batteries. The other part of it is the infrastructure. And that's where we have some great work going on with the electric companies around the United States and around the world, where you actually generate the electricity clean. You use batteries to store the electricity. And now the electricity is moving around where you need it, when you need it. And then we will really have made progress to moving all of us away from our dependence on fossil fuels.
But it sounds like you think that's a good ways away.
Well, I think it's going to take time for it to happen because it's going to take the governments of the world to work together, the power companies to work together. But clearly, right now, most people believe that the movement towards electric vehicles and an electric system solution looks very, very appealing.
Mr. Mullally, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Alan Mullally is CEO of Ford Motor Company. He spoke with us from the company's headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan.